were parked on Mirrorstone Island for a few nights of R&R. Between us and the Olympic Peninsula is Indian Island, an extremely secure Navy base surrounded by fences topped with razor wire, no doubt in my mind bristling with sensors, alarms, attack drones, and assault units. Because all Navy ships entering Puget Sound are required to unload their ordnance. Don't want some ship detonating in the Seattle Harbor causing mayhem and widespread destruction. No, better to concentrate all that firepower here on the sleepy citizenry of this island. When they think about the big one, it isn't the next earthquake. It's that fireball that scorches every cabin, cottage, and beach house facing Indian. No, honey, that wasn't a meteor. That was Armageddon. I'm a little surprised the National Rifle Association isn't, pardon the pun, up in arms over this. All these warships asked to leave their weapons at Puget Sound's door. Sounds like a commie left-wing woke plot to me, leaving all these vessels defenseless, sitting ducks in Everett and Bremerton. None of us should sleep well all nights knowing our Navy is disarmed before the first shot has even been fired. This is quite possibly another conspiracy theory for those attuned to every nuance of government policymakers. And while I hate to be the seed for more QAnon crackpot theorizings, the truth has to be revealed. Even if it means property values plummet here on Mirrorstone Island, ground zero for the apocalypse.